Yes, it's time for Library Love, as we have Northfield's Director of Library Services joining us, Natalie Draper. Good morning, Natalie. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's boy, the sun is shining, and you brought in sunglasses.
I did.
As a visual aid.
I brought a couple of visual aids today. The future is going to be so bright. I brought two shades. These are actually eclipse glasses.
Folks, they look like she's brought in what looks like those old 3D movie glasses from the 50s. They're kind of, I don't know, are those cardboard or plastic? Or
look through them and see how dark it is if you...
Oh, man.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
So you will only be able to see the eclipse with these.
Yeah, now we have an eclipse. For those of people who are not familiar, it's coming. It's Monday, isn't it?
The 8th.
Yeah, Monday the 8th. Mm-hmm. During the day, hopefully it won't be. Right now we're predicting maybe a little bit of rain, but hopefully it'll clear out enough that we can see this. don't look at it. And that's, folks, that's not an old wives' tale. No. That is a real deal. Do not look at it through your eyes or you will go blind.
Yes.
But you got glasses here.
Special glasses that are the good kind.
Are you sure?
Yes, we do check on that.
Okay. We can't have a mistake on this one.
No, absolutely. And we'll be giving these away to folks on the day of. We have a limited supply of these for folks who are here on the day of and want to see it, and hopefully it's not too cloudy, but we should be about 75% totality.
You know, I'm looking at these. They are from the NSF, the National Science Foundation, .gov.
It is .gov.
So these are the real deal, unless they're counterfeit.
We're not counterfeit, Jeff. They'll also be showing folks how to make eclipse viewers if you don't want to look directly at it, even with eclipse glasses. And you want to learn some more science, because it's pretty neat to actually project the eclipse onto the ground.
It really is. My family, we were talking before we went on the air, my family did that. I must have been, I don't know, 6, 8 years old, something like that. But I had no idea. I couldn't even fathom. Like, what are they talking about in the eclipse? But don't look at it. But anyway, they did that little projection thing. It's like, oh, man, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I like that one, too. I might do that. Maybe I'll do both of these. I'm going to keep these glasses.
That's for you there.
Okay.
The 2017 was the last one that I remember being in when I was in Virginia, and we were in kind of a similar about 80% of the 80% totality. We didn't have enough eclipse glasses because there were not enough that year. There was a supply chain issue and we had some. But so we were watching it at the library. We had these rose bushes that had like a bug that had eaten the leaves, little holes in the leaves. And the way the eclipse actually, like the angle of the sun just so that it projected like hundreds of little eclipses on the ground through the holes in the rose leaf. So it was like science on top of science. Really fun experience. But we have glasses and homemade eclipse viewers on Monday around 1 o'clock, and we'll be kind of celebrating, and then we'll gather. I think it's supposed to be right above us at about 2.
Mm, all right. So it's 2 o'clock on Monday. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
That's a fun thing.
See us out on the patio
thing.
There, staring up at the sun with approved viewers.
Once again, Natalie Draper's with us. We're talking all things library. What else do you got going on?
Got some other big fun stuff coming. So I want to say that our Pages apps are open. This is for students going into 6th grade through those going into 9th grade. So rising 6th graders through rising 9th graders can apply to be Pages. And this is a great volunteer experience. It's really fun. There's a fairly large group of them. I think we had 12 or so last year. These applications are due April 12th. They can be picked up at any desk at the library or filled out online. So any library-loving tweens and teens, join us for our Page program.
All right. And does that run throughout the summer?
It runs through the whole summer, yep.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's just a ton of fun. They do so many great things for us, and it's just wonderful to see them at the summer concerts and helping folks sign up for summer reading and doing programs and fun things. It's a blast.
All right.
So this Sunday kicks off National Library Week.
Is it?
Yeah, that's right. So April 7th through the 13th this year is National Library Week. And to celebrate, we have launched a new series of library cards designs that all feature artwork that's in the library. So if you have a library card, you may have the one with the John Makestad painting that's in our atrium. The beautiful, colorful, abstract painting in the atrium is on a lot of library cards. Well, we've added three more that feature artwork that is in the library. So we have the mural by Rocky Casillas that's in our children's department is on one of the cards, and it's super cute.
Okay.
We have the mural by Paula Rojas that is at the Library Oasis. So if you were there for the ribbon cutting, if you've been to the Oasis, you've seen this beautiful, colorful mural depicting some of the landscapes of South America. That is on one of the cards. And then we have the mosaic by Michael Sweary that was one of our Artists on Main Street projects is on another card. So you can come in and pick yours. During National Library Week only, we're waiving the $2 cost to replace a library card. So if you've lost one or if it's gotten just mangled beyond recognition, you can come in and get a new card and you can choose from one of four artist library cards.
Cool really stuff. I would have to do that.
To do that this
I have. Yeah, I can't even find mine. I think mine actually kind of disintegrated.
Time for a new one, then.
Time for a new one. Yep. You mentioned the Oasis. How are things going now? Is that, I talked to Craig Swenson from 50 North the other day and asked him how, that was being received by them, the folks from 50 North clientele there, and they love it.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So it's a big hit.
Yeah, it's been really popular. So the staff are in there from 8 to noon, and we're kind of watching like when the busier times are and if we start driving more traffic to the space or if we're mostly picking up traffic that's kind of already in the building. And I think it's starting to shift where we're bringing more folks into the building, and so we'll probably look at the hours and if that's really the most convenient times for people to get there at some point. I think after the summer, we'll be able to assess the hours and if we need to add more or change the times of day that we're open. It's always open when the building is open, so it's really convenient for folks, and we can tell that they're using the self-checkout and they're using the holds locker because we track all of that. So it's getting a lot of use even when we're not there.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, good deal. Nice. Once again, Natalie Draper is with us. She is the Director of Library Services for the City of Northfield. What else do you have going on?
So I have an announcement that we will be closed for staff development on April 16th. That is a Tuesday. Otherwise, we're open regular hours this month. Also, I want to put in a plug for our Culture Crew movie coming up. I think you've heard about this.
Oh, yeah.
The movie based on the novel, The Princess Bride, will be screening at the Grand. excited.
That's kind of funny. Evidently, there's some type of naming rights or type of copyright.
No, it's our movie license.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just copyright. That's all it is for us.
The movie based on the book, The Princess Bride. All right. But it is the movie that we all know and love.
It is the cult classic that we all know and love.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Inconceivable. So come on out and join us. The feature film starts at 7. We will be screening a student film beforehand. I don't have any other details on that, so you will just have to come to find out. But they've been so much fun to be able to show off a little bit of our student talent, too.
Yeah. And you had a big crowd last month for the first one, Dial M for Murder. I expect that Princess Bride's going to bring some people out.
I think so. I'm personally, this is one of my favorite movies, so I'm really looking forward to it. And also really looking forward to the Throwback Thursday dinner menu at the Grant. It's delightful. So coming up to this month, we have Earth Day. We are celebrating Earth Day actually at the Library Oasis. This will be our first program that we do as part of the Oasis is programming. Mm-hmm. This group is called Paper Planes, and it's PLAINS. They're doing an outdoor interactive experience that allows you to create paper from regionally harvested invasive plants. The workshop leaders will demonstrate techniques to participants and share information about the history of invasive plants in Minnesota. The paper you will make is unique, and it's actually embedded with native prairie seeds. So the paper itself is made out of invasive plants, and they won't germinate or whatever if you're planting that. But the native prairie seeds are meant to be planted. So so it carries a little piece of the Great Plains, and this event is open to people of all ages and abilities. This is April 20th from 1 to 4, and that's at the Library Oasis, the NCRC.
All right.
And then coming up, too, we have a board game night for teens. We've been adding a lot more board games and gaming to the library.
Now, what's the teen's favorite board game in 2024? Because I remember in a year that was in the distant past, in a distant galaxy, I liked everything from Candyland to Risk.
Yeah,
and Monopoly, of course.
I think in here we've actually got, was the last board game you played Settlers of Catan or maybe Chutes and Ladders?
maybe Checkers.
I'm not actually sure which games they're going to be playing.
Okay.
But they'll have a selection of board games. But I think they're more to the more contemporary game side of things. But maybe there will be a Risk. I used to like Stratego a lot. I used to play that with my dad. I don't know if anybody plays Stratego anymore.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Right?
That is Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 o'clock. We have another event happening on April 23rd at 5:30 in a different part of the library about writing an engaging memoir, 3 Keys to Unlocking Your Story. I think this is a wonderful thing for people to get involved in, is working on their memoir.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't publish it, just at the exercise of like getting out your thoughts on paper and visiting your past, I think is just, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful exercise.
Huh, okay.
So writing a memoir is not easy, but it's fulfilling and exciting and well worth the hard work, no matter what form it takes. This is led by Catherine Friend, who is a fiscal year 24 recipient of a Creative Individuals Grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board. So this activity is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the State Arts Board, thanks to legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
All right. That was a mouthful.
It was, yeah. I should have that thing memorized by now, but we love the State Arts Board.
So. All right. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here? Okay.
Do I have a minute?
Yeah, I got a couple of minutes.
Yeah. So our Children's Day or Children's Book Day, this is Dia de los Niños or Dia del Libro. Mm-hmm. We are also celebrating this at the Library Oasis. This is Tuesday, April 30th. And this is a nationally recognized initiative that emphasizes the importance of literacy for all children from all backgrounds. Dia del Niño is a celebration that originated in Mexico, recognizing the importance of children in society and promoting their well-being. We like to celebrate it with literacy and art, and we will be having activities, story time, balloon animals, and all the children who visit get to take a free book home. Then that's not a book that you have to bring back. That is one you get to keep.
All right.
This is geared to pre-K through fifth grade. And again, this one is at the Oasis on the 30th.
All right.
Yeah.
Once again, Natalie Draper with us from the Northfield Public Library. Do we have everything in now?
I think I do.
Okay, well, I've got my eclipse glasses.
You got your eclipse glasses. Come get your library card.
I'll get my library card
soon.
We'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Jeff.